Is that what you all believe?
Well, I suppose you could say we know more about Chark now than we did the last time.
If Guy thinks we can do it, I would certainly respect his opinion.
You? You don't seem to have much to say.
Tom Jericho is the one who got us into reading Chark. If there's anyone alive.
Can you break Chark again in 4 days?
Have you any idea what you're talking about?
Tom's been on sick leave for the last month, so I don't think he's fully in the picture.
Enigma is a very sophisticated deciphering machine, and Chark is his ultimate refinement. So, we're not talking about the Times crossword.
It weighs 26 pounds, battery included, and goes anywhere. The Enigma machine. Germans have thousands of them.
What's it do?
It turns plain text messages into gobbledygook. Then the gobbledygook is transmitted in Morse. At the receiving end, there's another Enigma machine to turn it back into the original message. Press the same key any number of times, it'll always come out different.
And you have one of your own?
Courtesy of the Polish Cipher Bureau.
So what's the problem?
Problem? The problem is the machine has 150 million, million, million ways of doing it. According to how you set these three rotors and how you connect these plugs.
And that's Chark.
No. No, this is a one we can break. Chark is enciphered in a machine with a fourth rotor specially developed for U-boats, which gives it about 4,000 million billion different starting positions. And, we've never seen one.
Holy shit.
I haven't understood a word. Can somebody give me a straight answer to a straight question? Will this blackout definitely be over in...
Nobody can say definitely, sir.
Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. So if it isn't over in 4 days, when will it be over? You.
All we've got to measure it by is how long it took last time, when Chark first came in.
And how long did it take?
10 months.
Well, this is a great day for Adolf Hitler.
10 months?
But you did break it.
Yes.
How?
I'm afraid I can't tell you that.
I think it's time I got back to London.
It's not just 1 million tons of shipping, it's 1 million tons of shipping every week. It's our capability to supply Russia, to support the army in North Africa, to invade Europe and drive the Germans out. It's the whole fucking war.
Sir.
Satisfied? Now, send the stupid bugger back to where he came from.
Don't waste a match.
Back to Mayfair.
Yeah. How many people knew about the German weather code, how important it was to us?
A dozen, maybe. Why?
Make me a little list.
What are you doing here, Mr. Wigman? You think there's a spy in Bletchley Park?
I'm Cave. Naval Intelligence. I'll be liaising with the Admiralty. They've given me an office in your hut. I'm ultra-cleared.
What does that mean?
That means I know how you broke Chark. In principle, you used a captured copy of the German Navy's weather code book.
Gave you a pretty good idea of what their
weather signals were supposed to be saying. Can I see it?
Midnight 2 days ago, the Germans changed to a new book. So we lost our crib. And why do you think they did that? Just then?
Don't know.
And the other one?